The new Mishnah on Chav Zayin. Oh, Jonah made it, Baruch Hashem. So the Mishnah, the very bottom Chav Zayin and Aleph. Sorry, the Marmakons were a little unclear, but I meant for them to go through the Gemara, also on Chav Zayin Rebez. So the Mishnah has the first two cases of what we're going to focus on, which the Rishonim spent a lot of time trying to figure out. And that is shofar shenizdak v'davko puzzle. If you have a shofar that's cracked and was stuck back together, it's puzzle. Dibek shivrei shofar is puzzle. And then if you stick together broken pieces of shofar, it is puzzle. Now, how do you glue it together? So before we even get into the cracked issue, but sticking it together. So what does Rashi say? What do you stick it with? Glued, probably some kind of glue. Probably related word. Sounds that way. So what's the kasha the Ramban asks? So the Rishonim quote, or the Rizvah quote?
Sounds like Lavamina.
It sounds like Genomino. So that's why I had you go with the Gemara part of why I had you go to the Gemara all the way on Amud Beis. The Gemara says on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, so I'm at a different case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about if you have a hole in the shofar. From what I understand, I don't know so much about the shofars. I think cracks are more common than holes. So that's why I figured we spend a little more time on where the cracks. Then the holes, but there's a whole long tosis. We're gonna skip that tosis. You can definitely see it on your own. But we're gonna skip the whole discussion about the holes in the shofar. Sorry about that bump, everybody. Maybe we'll put it like this. It's okay. So the I don't want to. The Gemara though says about the holes in the shofar. The Gemara says that if you plug up the hole, so there's different discussions if it affects the sound and the tosis of the whole shaila. When we talk about affecting the sound, they're affecting the sound pre plugging it up, post plugging it up. We're not going to get into all those details, but what's clear in the Gemara is that you plug up a hole with something other than shofar, natural shofar material, so then it's puzzle. So the Gemara says in the fifth wide line in the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Nikev ustamo, if it had a hole in it and you plug it up, bain b'mina bain shlo b'mina puzzle. The Tanakama holds whether it's the same type as a shofar or not, puzzle. Rinasan says no, it depends on the type, b'mina kasha shlo b'mina puzzle. But everybody agrees shlo b'mina puzzle if you plug it up with something that's not mina puzzle. Why is that a problem? I know. Why should that be a problem?
It's not a shofar.
Well, probably still is a shame shofar. Just you have a little, you know, if you have a little hole with a, you plug it up, probably is a shofar. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rishonim that the it's a problem that when you blow the shofar, now you're blowing the combination. There's a hole there, so you're gonna have a combination of shofar with. It's not a pure shofar sound, similar to what we saw in Rashi, if you remember at the beginning of Chazayim and Aleph, when you put gold on the shofar. The sound of the shofar is not being made purely from shofar, but it's shofar with gold. And likewise here, it is the sound of the shofar combined with the sound of the plug, which is another material. So getting back to the story, so this is what the Ritva quotes Akasha here on Rashi. How can you plug it up with glued? If you plug it up with glued, it's puzzle. So we don't have to get into, as you know, we're going to get into discussion about putting pieces of the shofar together and the shame shofar, as you guys mentioned. Well, you don't have to get into that. It's a problem because it's got glued on there. It's not a pure shofar sound. So what does the Ritva say? If anyone has any experience with shofar making may or may not understand the Ritva. So the Ritva says, yeah, well, there's a way. He argues with Rashi and says, no, when the Gemara says you glue together the cracked shofar, that is with that is through some process of boiling it and reforming the shofar. I don't know anything about forming shofars. Maybe we should go a trip to a shofar, one of those shofar factories or something.
That doesn't answer the question on Rashi, right?
No, it doesn't help Rashi. He's just arguing. So what do you say for Rashi? So who saw the rush?
He said that it's not considered lavamina, but it's just the glue, right?
Right. So he says that what happens when you glue something together? Let's go back to arts and crafts when we were in kindergarten, right? So when you glue, a good gluer, so, you know, you put the glue in the middle, you stick the pieces together, and you don't see the glue anymore, right? It just holds it together on the inside, but if, you know, you glued it properly, you know, it's closed. So that's what he says, yeah, that's what happens when you glue. And it closes it together, as opposed to when you have a hole in the shofar, so now the whatever plug you put into the hole, that's there. That is affecting the sound of the shofar. Mashain came when you blew together, so you hopefully squeeze it, you know, we used to like squeeze it tight, wipe off the glue on the sides. Come on, you remember that stuff. So when you guys don't have arts and crafts for machzor bed, right? Yachar, you guys probably have arts and crafts, no? Well, yeah, so the arts and crafts, so you gotta know that chilek of arts and crafts. That's basically what the Rush says, and it's not a problem of having ain amino, it's okay. Okay, that's a side technical point. Let's get to the main issue is how to read this Mishnah. And the problem, Rashi is what causes the problems here. Because Rashi says, what is the problem of Shofar Shenizdak? I know the Pri Chadash, but leave aside the Pri Chadash. What? Shtei Shofar, says Rashi, Shofar Shenizdak V'dovko B'devek Shkorn Glud, Pasul, Dehavilei Kishnei Shofros. Says Rashi, it's Pasul because it's like two Shofros. Why? You had, it was cracked. You put it back together. Okay, that's two Shofros. The Torah says, use a shofar, like some of you guys got to see, hopefully the drasha on Daf Lamed Gimel, Rav Artem Shofar Tro, where it says, where does it say shofar? But what day does it say shofar? Rosh Hashanah? Does it say shofar Rosh Hashanah? Yom Truah, it says Rosh Hashanah. Zichron Truah, in fact, the Torah never uses the term shofar with regard to Rosh Hashanah, but the Torah uses the shofar with regard to Yovel. And the blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and we saw the Gemara has that, like Zer Shofar, the Hekesh, comparing Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, and that's how we know that we use the shofar. Be that as may, we use a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and it says one shofar. It doesn't say shofros. It says one shofar. So if you put together two pieces, now you have shtei shofros, and that is a problem. That's not what the Torah wants from us to blow on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rashi says. What's a problem all the Rishonim are bothered by in Rashi? Same as shivrei shofros. You don't need it. You have two cases. Shofar, shenivzak v'davko, puzzle. Shofar that was cracked, put it back together, puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Two shofros. You're putting back two pieces together, it's puzzle. Dibek shivrei shofros, puzzle. Isn't that redundant? Isn't that the exact same thing? Dibek shivrei shofros, you have pieces of shofar, you put it back together, you made it into one shofar. It's the same thing, puzzle again. So why do we need two cases of the Mishnah if they both include everything? That's the question all the Rishonim are bothered by in Rashi. I think I came across six answers for Rashi. I don't know if we'll say all of them, but who has some answers for Rashi?
The Rosh says it's
So is the Rosh answering for Rashi, or is the Rosh saying his own pshat? I think the Rosh is saying his own pshat. I think the Rosh. The Rosh has an answer for Rashi, but the Rosh himself is saying his own pshat. Because this is the Rishon to point out. How do you define Nizdak according to Rashi? Along the length. And what else?
Completely
detached. That's what the Rishon to point out. The Pashas of Rashi is that it's completely detached. And that's why when you put it back together, it's Shtei Shofros. But the other Rishonim learn.
Stood on one face.
It's just split. It's still attached. You can have a crack. Right? We'll use crack versus a split. So you have a crack in the shofar. That's how all the Rishonim learn shofar shenizdak, because they're bothered by this. But they assume in Rashi for it to be considered shtei shofros, it's because it was completely split, and then you put it back together, and you made shtei shofros. So that's the problem. That it's really the same thing as dibek shivrei shofros, and that's where the Rush, after quoting Rashi, really Tosfos as well, but he says v'nir lefarish denizak letzad echad. So really it only means it's cracked on one side. In other words, like the shofar, it would be nice if we had a shofar. But the shofar, you can imagine, like a little nice loop right now. Say I'm holding a shofar like that. So just cracked, let's say, on one on the outside and not on the inside. So still held together, it's still one piece, but it's got a crack going along one whole side. So that is the case. So I think that's, he's saying a different pshat than Rashi. In fact, he says explicitly that shofar shenizdak is not because of dibek shivrei shofros. But before we get to the Rush, let's try to understand what terutzim do we have for Rashi.
Yom Truah
answers that one, right? Yes, Yom Truah. So if once we're in the Rush, let's start with the Rush for a second. The Rush is a little bit different than most Rishonim. I presented, I think, how most Rishonim understand Rashi. That Rashi, what's Rashi saying? You need to have one shofar, and you put two pieces together, you have multiple shofros. The Rush, though, says, I think I put this part on the Marmakomos. Put the whole Rush, yeah. So if you turn to the Rush, let's turn to the Rush, see what you think about this. If you see in the Rush, there's a carbon nisanel os tes. It's right by the carbon nisanel os tes. All right, Donnie, should we be waking up or let you fall asleep? What do you want? Wake me up. All right, good. That's what I like to hear. All right, so we're in the Rush os tes. It says the Rush. All right, Rush os beis. You know, different people are different here. I expected Donnie wanted to open up, so that's why I went for it. Okay, so os tes. By the carbon ethanol os tes and the Rush and beis. Says the Rush. Rush. First one after the Rush. It appears to me, Dimi Kara lo kasha. Really, from the beginning, there is no kasha on Rashi. Why? Dishaini hasam should dibek shever le shever le orach shofar. Because what's the case? The case of dibek shever shofros is a case. Sorry. I think saying dibek shever shofros, throughout the whole shofar, you're sticking piece to piece together. You're piecing things together. Right? The hakol yotze mishever l'shever, and then once you do that, the sound is like bouncing around from piece to piece. That's kind of what's happening. That's what's happening with the when you have multiple pieces. V'shayach l'posel mishum shnayim u'shlosha shofros. So then that makes sense. That's two or three shofros, not because it's two or three entities together. The point is, it's the sound of two or three shofros, because the sound is reverberating through the multiple pieces of shofar that were stuck together. Aval hacha shekol orech ha-shofar chaticha achas. Let's say nizdak. What is the difference between nizdak and dibek shever shofros for Rashi? It's true. It might be completely split. It's an even split. It's split into two along the whole way. Now you stick it back together. So says the Rush, maybe in that case, ein psulo dom lek dibek shever shofros. Maybe that's different. Because it's not like the sound is bouncing around in different kinds of places. It's not like you take, you know, put a puzzle piece together and you have lots of different pieces together. Here, you just take two long pieces and maybe that sound is really still one pure shofar sound. Come on, smell that even that is considered two shofars, because at the end of the day, it was two pieces of shofar together. So that's how the Rush... Here, this one's the Rush. So that's how the Rush, we were by the carbon nisanel os tes, is where we started. So that's how the Rush answers for Rashi. That Rashi, again, is not a kasha, because the psul, let's break down further, the psul of shtei shofros is it's the sound of shtei shofros, and one could argue that when you have two long pieces stuck together, that's really a pure shofar sound, as opposed to, and you have multiple pieces, shivrei shofros, so the implication is they have multiple pieces stuck together, there the sound is messed around with more. Yes, Matthew?
What is the psul?
The psul is the same. Like Rashi says, it's a psul of shnei shofros. Yes, but I need both cases. I would have had a havamina that shnei shofros, that nizdak is fine.
This doesn't issue the sound.
Because it doesn't really have the same issue with the sound. Kamash, well, no. At the end of the day, you still took, maybe the Kamash one is that really the understanding is it's two shofros. Meaning, we present it two ways. Shnei shofros is that it's considered not one entity, and then it's l'chor is the same. That was the kasha. The kasha was, if at the end of the day, the shofar requires one entity of a shofar, and you have multiple pieces, that's two shofros. So then really, it doesn't matter if it's two long pieces or 10 little pieces. Same thing. But the Rush present, at least in the Havamina, that shnei shofros, that dibei shofar shofros is a problem because of the sound, the effects it has on the sound. And then we could hear maybe the sound being different in this case. So I don't know if the kamashbalan is, the sound is still effective, or is the kamashbalan, go back to our original understanding of... Shnei shofros, yes.
Wait, so according to him, you wouldn't need to have
shvarei
shofros then, right?
So you wouldn't need to have
shvarei
shofros.
Definitely, a bunch of pieces is possible.
Well, maybe he would say then zuvein tzarech lomar zu.
Does he say that?
He doesn't really say. He doesn't really say. Although he has it himself, he's okay with the zuvein tzarech lomar zu. So right, the gemara, some rishonim say, with the napshot zuvein tzarech lomar zu, that we have the first one. And then once we know the first one, so one of the ways Mishnayos work is once I say this, and obviously this was more clearly a problem. Maybe that's a good question. Maybe that's how the Rush would take on Rashi's pshat.
Does the Rush hold like this, or he holds like his own pshat?
Oh,
it's not split completely, it's only split on, it's only split, they're still connected on one side, or
now
it's more just a tiras for Russia.
Carbon Asanel picks up that Ostes and Carbon Asanel says, ask exactly Matthew's question, and says, what does the Rush hold? And the Rush, what he really holds, we have to wait till later when we see in Sif Zion and Simon Zion of the Simon Vav of the Rush what he says. So Carbon Asanel points out he's just explaining Rashi. We'll leave it at that for now. He's just explaining Rashi. He doesn't necessarily hold this way. Okay, so all that is one pshat in Rashi. So I guess on that note, since we got into the Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zoom, so the Yom Trua asks, you know, why don't you say, Rafi started asking, why don't you say Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zoom, like we're saying now, why don't you say that Shovar Shenizdak is like a little bit of a problem, and certainly it's a problem of Dibei Shivei Shofros. So Yom Trua points out that Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zoom, that use in the Gemara, we say A and certainly B. If you had to have two in the mission like that, it's got to be a case where if I would teach only B, I wouldn't know A. Right? If I would teach only B, then I wouldn't know A. So, according to our Kasha, and Tosos is bothered by, is that Shovash and Nizak and Dibek Shovash is mamish the same thing. I could teach either one. I could teach A or B. I'll know the other one. So that's why Tosas is stuck, and Tosas to give a different shot in A, namely in Shovash and Nizak, which we say it's only cracked and not split. But is there a way to salvage Rashi and say Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu? So the Yom Trua suggests that there is. You could say that. So what would be the Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu? What's the added chiddush? What would we have thought was the difference? Now, he doesn't say exactly like the way the Rush says it, but he says a different way. And that is what? That Dibek Shivrei Shovros, what's the implication? The implication is you had Shivrei Shovros. Shofros, plural. Multiple Shofros. You just got random pieces of shofar and put it together to make a shofar. So that is for sure a problem of Shtei Shofros. I only would have taught that. I wouldn't necessarily know if I have a split into two and I just put back together one shofar. Why, maybe that's not called Shnei Shofros. Why is it Shnei Shofros? The end, it's one shofar. It was broken. I put it back together. So that's what the Mishnah comes to tell you. No, both are called Shnei Shofros. Because at the end of the day, once it's broken, so Api Halacha, that's Shnei Shofros. So that's the Yom Trua defends Rashi. Yes. Yeah, in Rashi's assuming it's a full split. But you could argue that you're just putting back together one shofar. It's not from multiple shofros. It's from one. Meaning, at the end of the day, you're going to call this shofar echad? You could say it's shofar echad. It's all one shofar. It just happens to be broken, but put back together. Kamash one, and the Mishnah, according to Rashi, no, that's also shtei shofars, because like you're saying, Matthew. But there's a havamina. That, you know, if we just had the case Dibek Shivrei Shofros, we wouldn't have that case. So far we have two answers for Rashi. We'll leave it at one more. Actually, leave it at one more answer. The Ritva has another one.
When they ask the question, Rosh, do they say this is Shivrei Shofros or Shivrei Shofar?
The Lashon of the Rishonim?
Yeah.
They say Shivrei Shofros because they're just quoting the Lashon of Mishnah.
It's not Shofros though.
According to whom?
So you can ask a question on them from the Yom Trua. That's Shivrei Shofar.
In this case, Shofar Shenizdak.
Yes.
So isn't their answer obvious? Isn't this answer obvious? You're saying.
Well, I get yeah. I mean,
you're saying this.
Ask a question on the other Rishonim.
You're saying why wouldn't the other Rishonim say this?
Yeah, it's only one Shofar.
So that's the Yom Trua himself deals with that. So if you look on the first page in Yemar Makomos. Mamish at the very bottom, two lines from the bottom, says the Yom Trua, the very bottom of his comment, Ach Hatosos, two lines from the bottom there, Ach Hatosos, Lo Nacha Daitum, is that, they didn't like this, De Lo Mistaber Lehu Lechalek Ben Shivrei Shofros Ben Shofar Echad, Omi Beis Shofros, De Akol Shavu Venikra Shivrei Shofros, because they didn't think it was logical to distinguish, almost, you know, even stronger than Matthew was saying before, once it's broken, it's it, why should we make any distinction? It's not a shofar anymore. You put it back together,
who cares if you put it back together with itself or you put it back together with other things? It should be one and the same. So that's why they didn't even want to say Azuv Ein Tzarech Lomar Azuv. They didn't even have a Havamina that there'd be a difference. That's how Tosos learns. That's why Tosos wouldn't say like this Pshat Rashi. But very good question. That's the Yom Teruah's question. So far we have Rashi. We have two answers, basically in the same direction of saying why it is that Shtibek Shivar Shovas wouldn't have included Shovar Shenizda. Now, either one, because the nature of the psul is about the sound, and the sound we can distinguish, possibly. Number two, that we can distinguish between multiple shofros coming from multiple shofros or coming from one shofar. The third is out of left field, and that's the pre-chadash. The Ritva has another one, which actually the Meiri says, you can look at that inside if you want. But we'll quote the pre-chadash and move on from this. And the pre-chadash says something very interesting. And he says, no, we got it all wrong. Everyone got it wrong. Okay? It's a little hard to say that all the Rishonim got it wrong, but this is the Pre-Chadosh says, he really thinks it's a simple answer. Possibly. Let's go back to Rashi. Look at inside of Rashi again. Or look inside of the Mishnah for a second. Look at the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah, Shovar Shenizdak V'Dovko, Puzzle. Tibik Shivar Shovros, Puzzle. Case A, Shovar Shenizdak, Puzzle. Case B, Dirik Shavir Shovas, Puzzle. Last line in Rashi, Puzzle, Dehavaleh, Kishnei Shovros. It's Puzzle because it's Shnei Shovros. Says the Pre-Chadosh. Who said he's going on the first case? Who said he's going on Shovar Shenizdak? There's no indication, actually, that Rashi's going on that case. So says the Pre-Chadosh, maybe we got it all wrong. That Shovar Shenizdak, Puzzle in Rashi, Dehavaleh, Shnei Shovros, is the case of Dibik Shavir Shovros. Yes. Everyone agrees, or can agree, that Dibek Shivre Shovros is a problem of Shnei Shovros. Shovar Shenizdak. That's like the other Rishonim. Rashi agrees with everyone. That's a crack shovar. It's not talking about a split shovar. It's talking about a crack shovar. And it's for totally different reasons, which we'll see now. But it's not the same thing as Shnei Shovros. It says the Pre-Chadosh, Mamesh Kushime Karalesa. There's no Kasha here at all. Because of this issue, that it's really not talking about that. It's really not talking about Shovar Shenizdak. So we have three solutions to Rashi, and with that, we'll move on to the other Rishonim.
What's the Sfarim say it's on the first one?
Why? What were the Rishonim even thinking?
Well, they wanted to make an issue.
First of all, maybe. If you just read Rashi straight without even the kudos, I don't know how old the kudos here, you know, those two dots are in Rashi, but it says Shovar Shenizdak V'Dafka B'Devrek Shekaren Glud Pasul. It sounds like you know that's how I read it before. You just like read it through with Shovar Shenizdak V'Dafka. So that's probably the easier read of Rashi, but you could. It's not. It's very possible. For those of us who have seen a lot of Rashi's, you know, it's very possible Rashi just skipped on the first puzzle, skipped on the second puzzle. But, I think that's probably where the other Rishonim came from. Okay. So that's Rashi. Now, the other Rishonim learn, just alluded to, the other Rishonim learn that Shofar Shenizdak means that it is cracked. Shofar Shenizdak is cracked. And before we go on, what's the problem with the cracked shofar? I mean, the point is, it's got to be something different. That's what we're saying here. It can't be the same thing as Shnei Shofros. Otherwise, like I said, the mission is redundant. So the other Rishonim say, they may or may not say Shivre Shofros is a problem of Shnei Shofros, which we'll see soon. But they say Shofar Shenizdak is something else. What's the problem with Shofar Shenizdak?
I don't know who it was. One of the Rishonim said that it's because once it's on its way to breaking, it's considered broken already, right?
So let's hold off on that svara for a second. We're going to get there. But the basic point, as Tosos makes and other Rishonim say, is that it doesn't have the shame shofar. It doesn't have a shame shofar. Once it's cracked, it loses the shame shofar. What does that mean exactly? So if we look at in the back page of the Marmar Kol Moshiach, page 2, so I quote from the Ramban. The Ramban gave a drush of the Rosh Hashanah. The drushos they gave in shul back in the day, the Rishonim gave, were pretty heavy-duty drushos. The drushos became a safer in Rishonim.
that we quote la'alacha. So the Ran's drush l'Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban, sorry, drush l'Rosh Hashanah. It's very long. I just quoted one line here where he talks about our sugya. He basically, his drasha goes through all of Maseches Rosh Hashanah and gives commentary. Not all of it, but most of the main highlights of Halachas of Rosh Hashanah. So it says the Ramban, Perish, Shofar Shenizdak, Hainu Shenizdak Kol HaShofar, Mekach Perish Rashi. So it's the whole shofar, which is what Rashi says. So the let's ignore how he presenting Rashi for a second, because he might be presenting really Rashi on Chavzayin and Medbez, but a cracked shofar, because the Gemara talks about cracked shofars again on Chavzayin and Medbez, shofar shenizdak. And actually, let's turn to that for a second, just to clarify and highlight something. The Gemara quotes a brisa as well about shofar shenizdak, back towards the bottom, or towards the second half of Chavzayin and Medbez. The first word on the line is kolo. About 10 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is kolo. Yeah, so it's the middle of a brisa about various halachos of the shofar. So it says there, nizdak le'orcho puzzle. If it is cracked along its length, the long way, you know, the way you blow it, so then it's puzzle. Le'rochvo im nishtar bo shir tkiya kosher. But if it's for the width, so then it depends on how much is left pre or post the crack, that's as a mechalus the Rishonim, but it depends on how much is left. And if not, if there's not enough left, it's puzzle, and then it gets to the shear of a shofar, which maybe we'll talk about. But the Nizdak L'Orcho here, it doesn't mention anything about sticking it back together. It just says Nizdak L'Orcho. And so that's really what the Ramban is commenting on. Hold that thought for a second. Let's see that. So and Rashi, in fact, here says that Nizdak means kulo, that the whole thing is cracked from the mouthpiece to the end. It is cracked. The time of the psul, says the Ramban, the reason for the psul is she'eno shofar ela shivrei shofar. And that's not a shofar; it's a broken shofar. What and who cares? She'kol kli shenishbar yotza mitoras kli bein l'hatuma bein l'chol davar. Any kli that is broken loses its status as a kli. This is halacha mainly in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. In Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, you have a kli, it's mekabel tumah. If it's broken, then it's not mekabel tumah. And that's, as you may know, that an earthenware kli cannot be, there's no way to kasher it. The only way to purify it of its tahara is to break it, because then it loses the status of a kli. And in fact, under HaKotel, they have some excavations of Second Beis HaMikdash, town of Kohanim. I remember I took a tour there. It's very, very cool. You see, like, there's a whole town under Yeshivat HaKodel, and people had mikvahs in their houses because they were mamish living in Tumah V'Tahara. So you had to come to the house, you had a guest, you're like, okay, please go to the mikvah first, I want to make sure everything's tahar, and they go in. It's amazing, a whole different world. But they found there kelim that had holes in them, and the idea, why would you have a kli with like an even hole? Who makes a hole in their kli? No, this is why you have to make a hole in your kli, because you have to purify it. If it became tameh, you can make it tahar again by making a hole. So I guess it wouldn't be as functional as one before. And you keep pencils in there now or something. I don't know. You can't use it to pour because it got hole. But that's what they do to kasher. Yeah.
If Rashi says over here kulo, by nistak, we didn't say it the first time kulo, then wouldn't we assume it's different things?
Yes. Very good. So hold that thought for a second. So the Rashi seems to, so the Ramban explains, so what's a problem? So it loses, it's no longer a shofar. When it's cracked and it's broken, it's got a break in it, so then it's not a shofar anymore. Just like we said, like the kalim, linen tumah v'tahara don't have the status of a kli anymore, so too the shofar that's cracked loses its status of a shofar. That's one pshat in shofar shenizdak. The other pshat is quoted by the Shara Tzion in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shara Tzion quotes another pshat. Alright. Assume most of you didn't get to this, but he says here, shofar hu milashon shvoferes. The shofar is like a tube. That's shofar is like the word shvoferes, which means a tube. She chalula, which is empty inside. Kim shenizdak mitzanechad ein alav shame shofar. So it's like a pure tube tunnel kind of structure. That's what a shofar is. That's the definition of a shofar. And now you have a crack. So it's not a pure tube, it's got a crack in it, light coming in, whatever it might be. So then that would be a problem. Interestingly, also interesting to note, the Mishnah Berurah comments, by the way, when we talk about Nizdak, according to these Rishonim, the shofar is cracked, and as we see already, Rashi also holds of this. So you're asking about, who was asking for, about what the Rosh holds. So everyone seems to agree, based on the Gemara later, that there is a problem of Nizdak. And Rashi defines shofar shenizdak, Mishnah Berurah says shofar shenizdak, quoting Poskim, I don't know, I didn't see it before this, but this is Mishnah Berurah says, shenizdak me eiver le eiver. So it means when you have a crack, let's say you have a, you know, the shofar has some thickness to it, so the crack has to go through, not the whole thing, it's not split, but the crack has to go through the entire side. Right? So if you're picturing the shofar like this, right? So it can't be that it just crack, it's got to be a crack that would be visible if you could put a little camera in the inside of the shofar, you would see the crack on that side also. It's not just an external crack, it goes through, at least on one side. It's not split, but there's a crack through and through, which would fit with the Shaar HaTzion, that it's no longer a pure tube because it's got a crack there. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah.
Does the discussion in Gemara include shofar that had cracks naturally? As in when they were on the animal, it had a hole or a crack?
The Gemara doesn't distinguish.
Because then, if you say that if it naturally had a crack or a hole, then there would be a lot of disparity between the Gemara's discussion of why it's not kosher.
Yeah, the implication is that it doesn't matter when it appeared. If there's a hole or there's a crack, it's a problem.
The whole issue of like the way it's naturally grown on the animal, if it has a crack when it's grown, and then you can still use it if you like took it off the animal while it still had that hole and you can still use it, then the kol shofar is a question.
Well,
that's not the usual way it's grown.
Is it the usual way or is it the way?
Well, look, the way the Ramban is saying and the way the Shaar HaTzion are saying is that is fundamentally objectively a lack of being called a shofar. It's cracked either because it doesn't have this tube or it's broken in some sort, so it sounds like that makes it a problem. The whole point is very interesting, and according to many Rishonim, the hole per se is not the problem, it's the plug that causes the problem. And even in as far as this, when you crack something, you break something, the Gemara says that if you make it shorter, right, the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah, aruch v'katzar kasher. So it's not a problem to cut into the shofar. I would say that's the impression I get from the Gemara. I didn't discuss explicitly. My impression is that it doesn't make a difference because all these issues are not really related to that.
Would the Shaar HaTzion have to say the case of filling the hole until?
Filling the hole.
So you have to say about the parcel as well? And then you sort of, it's broken, what is the tube?
Maybe made it back into the tube. According to, so we'll get there. Let's hold off on that.
You should be able to take it back to the other end, the tube.
Could be.
The whole thing.
It could be. So we're going to get there. We're getting there. Let's hold off. We'll get there soon. Maybe he would hold that. So let's get back to the story. So the Rishonim say that it's a cracked shofar, and cracked shofar, as we pointed out, is one of these two formulations of the either losing the same shofar because it's broken, like the Ramban says, or because of losing the structure, the appropriate structure of a shofar. So that's a problem. And then the Rishonim, in various ways, deal with how do you read the Mishnah, right? So on a simple level, you could just say it's two totally different cases. Right, you could say that shofar shenizdak is lacking shame shofar. Divrei shofar shofros is shtei shofros. You could say that. The Rosh seems to say that divrei shofar shofros is both, because it's cracked. And actually, before we make that point, actually, let's just say something. Picking up on what you just asked, what does the Mishnah say? You just asked the Shaar HaTzion about the Shaar HaTzion. What does the Mishnah say? Shofar shenizdak the Vidoka, they put it back together. So the Rishonim, in fact, are bothered, and the Achronim also, they're bothered, according to this Mahalach, the Rover Rishonim, what's the story about putting it back together? What does that have to do with anything? We just said all these reasons, the cracks are a problem, nothing to do with putting it back together. And in fact, you can even answer Avi's question, if you put it back together, maybe it's fine. That's what Rishonim are bothered by. So, yeah.
Isn't that what creates the happening? It shows that, I mean, that's exactly what it shows. It's not like any other case. Is it a Delco, and now it's like this back to seeming like having it, it's back to normal.
Didn't want to say that. I forgot who points this out. Might be the Aruch HaNer or it might be another Achron. They point out, according to Rashi, can you envision a case where it's not put back together?
No.
According to Rashi, of Nizdak, Shovish and Nizdak? No. How does Rashi learn Shovish and Nizdak? It's split.
Yeah.
So you can't blow a Shovish that's split. So then it has to be a case where you stuck it back together. That's what they're showing him, that's what the Achron point out. For Rashi, it's got to be. The Rashi, in fact, reads better in the Mishnah, because Shovish and Nizdak with Dovgo, it's got to be stuck together. That's a different case. So most understand within Rashi that Chazayim Rebbeiz is really like the other Rishonim. But the Mishnah, like the other Rishonim, the way the other Rishonim in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah itself, it's put back together. According to Rashi, that's very smooth. Because for Rashi, it was mamish broken. You couldn't do anything with it. Of course you had to put it back together.
According to the other Rishonim, you just fold it back over and blow it?
No, it's not even folded. It's mamish still has the same thing. It just has a crack in it. I'm not a chauffeur expert, but I imagine it could still blow it a little bit with the crack.
Rosh said it was hanging on from one side.
No, he doesn't say hanging. He just says it's just nizdak on one side, attached on one side. But imagine a chauffeur versus it's got one thin crack.
That's what it looked like. That's what he's saying.
No,
but there's no way the chauffeur can open the thing.
Why not?
Just think about it.
It's hard.
It's hard. Yeah.
Stuff happens.
No, I don't think.
Cracked on both sides.
Yeah. The Rishonim are learning that it's a crack alongside. And it still has the same shape. It just has a crack in it now.
Even according to the Rosh, it's just a crack. It's not like a.
Correct.
Nizdak is not a crack.
No, Nizdak is a crack. It's not a split. It's just a crack. But it's still a shofar. It's still got the same structure of the shofar. It'll open a little bit, but we're talking like millimeters. Oh, that's the issue. In a Hanami, that's the issue. But I think you could still blow it.
Banana skin, which would be like,
I think you'd probably still blow the shofar that way.
So
you don't think it's possible to blow the shofar?
Wouldn't
make any sound. It probably would make a sound, just be effective.
What he says, he's going to split along the length, but it's still attached from one side.
Yeah, because like we just said, all these svaras. What's the Dovgo? So the Ran says when he's explaining this Shita.
Well, because it still doesn't have Shem Shofar love when it's broken. That's what we said before.
Say it again.
It doesn't have Shem Shofar love when it's broken.
Right, so who cares? So what about gluing?
Even though you can still blow it, it's still broken, then when you glue it together, it's not broken anymore.
Oh, well, but why? But it says it's possible when it's glued together. So the Ran writes, the Kulu Perushe, he's quoting this, everyone is on this Mahalach, it's a different issue, he's saying the Kulu. But the Kulu Perushe, Kitnan, Vidavko puzzle, Kulchukin Shalov Dovko. It says if it's cracked and you glue it together, it's a puzzle. And certainly if you don't glue it back together, the dovko the rebuse nate. It's a chiddush. Loma she'afa pi she'dovko le'atva. Even though you stuck it to itself, afilu achi puzzle she'ein shem shofar alav. It loses the shame shofar by having been cracked and you cannot stick it back together. Ela k'mo she'mechaber chaticha shofar v'asa shofar dami. It's just you put it back together, made a shofar. It's not good. It still loses the shame shofar. So that's how you have to, it's a little duchuk, we have to fit that into the Mishnah, that's kosher gain, and Ravi's even arguing, what do you mean? What's the problem? If you stick it back together, why is it not a shame shofar? Okay, so the chiddush of the Mishnah apparently is that still has lost the shame shofar, and you cannot get it back by putting it back together. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, but that's how you'd have to say according to Rashi. So then, yeah.
In the Aruch HaNer, it seems like it's pretty poshut.
No, look what did he say at the beginning? Uma shelo nichal Rashi lefarish kepeir shatosos. He's explaining why didn't Rashi say it like Tosos? Why did Rashi get started with all his problems of saying not saying this? Everyone is saying shovish and nizdak is one thing, dibe shovish is something else. So Rashi didn't want to say that is because of this issue. Mishum dekashi le'lama nakat v'davko. Why did the Mishnah say v'davko? Dekeven de'apsul mishum sedek. If the psul is a crack, malim davko and lo davko. Then who cares if you stick it together or not? Is then it? He sounds like it'd be.
I don't get the question. If you glue it together, that is
even fix it. But it says glue together is puzzle. It's exactly what it says in the puzzle.
So
he's saying even
so
if
Iran, that's what the Iran says.
Yeah, but okay, so he doesn't. So he doesn't want to say the kol shekin. But I say he's saying he obviously didn't. The answer is the kol shekin, but he doesn't say that. He's saying even if I'll grant you that it's puzzle, but who cares that you. So okay, Ron will answer. Obviously, Tosos has a read also. So, read for Tosos is telling you a chiddush. Even so, that's also a puzzle. But it's could have been easier not to say it because on the other hand, it's easier not to say it because that's not really the core of the issue.
If it's cracked, it's okay. That's not Shem Shofar. But if you glue it, maybe you would have thought that Shem Shofar.
Okay, that's how the Ron.
Yeah,
that's how the Ron. Because we're trying to highlight what the psul is. The psul is the lack of Shem Shofar, and that's Shofar Shen is duck. Shoreshin is that puzzle? That's what it is. That's where the puzzle is, yeah.
According to this understanding, what's the need for Derek Shibri Shofars? Because once you hold the first one's Lo Shem Shofar, which is the crack and then stuck together, definitely lost one of two separate pieces.
Good. So that, the Rush says, Zu Vein Sarach Lomar Zu, and it sounds like in the Rush, he's saying that Derek Shibri Shofars has two problems. Not only is Derek Shibri Shofars a lack of Shem Shofar, it's also a problem of Shnei Shofars. So it's got two prongs, so that's a zoo vein sarach lomar zoo, and again, going back to how we discussed before.
Well,
the Rishonim basically, the Ritoso says is maybe.
It's going to be more likely to break.
The second answer, the Ritoso says really the whole thing of Shem Shofar is not true. That whole thing is never psul. The whole thing is only Shem Shofar. And somehow it's worse when it's two long pieces and a crack. Versus multiple pieces that you glued together. Don't know how the CS works exactly. So it's a zuv afzu. Shovshin is a problem because it's ain't shame shofar. And even when you stuck it together really well, dibe shibe shofar sounds like you stuck it together better. That's also it doesn't have a shame shofar. That's how Tosos.
Does anyone not say zuv
gain so much longer? I think from the other Rishonim, see the Ritva, the way the Ritva says it. Which was the Kol Shekin. Let me see what I'm saying. The way the Ritva says it, just looking where he says it in here. Is that not a Ritva here? There's something else. It's a different part of the Ritva. I'll get the Ritva. I got it here. I don't see where the way the Ritva says it exactly. The Ritva says they kind of support each other. I don't see the Lashon right now. I'm not finding it. But that's how the way the Ritva says it. I mean, I think you could read it as saying it's just two separate points. Shofar Shenizdak is a cracked shofar, and that's a problem of Shem Shofar. And Divya Shofar Shofar is a problem of Shnei Shofars. And those are two different psulim. And maybe Shofar Shenizdak is not. Shofar Shenizdak is not Shnei Shofars. It's one shofar. It's one entity. It just has a crack in it.
It's all the same psulim. You have to.
Why?
It's all about losing the Shem Shofar.
Right, really, it's called, should be a Kol. Right.
Once you've done the first one, the second one.
In a Hanami, so it's a Kol Shekin. So most I guess, yeah, say that. You have to say that, Abzu, in Sarkal Merzu. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today. The next issue that the Rishonim have to deal with, and we already alluded to, is now how do you read the Gemara later about Shofar Shenizdak? So we have another Brisa. As we just quoted before, Shofar Shenizdak L'Archo. And the question is, I gave you some Amakomas to see how does that fit in with what we said previously. So for Rashi, as we noted, for Rashi that's really a different case.
because it's a case of shofar shenizdak without gluing it together. If it's not glued together, it can't be a case where it's a total split, because then it's obviously nothing to talk about. You can't blow it. So Rashi's got to learn that that shofar shenizdak is a crack. So Rashi's pretty smooth, because Rashi will say, our Mishnah's talking about complete breaks. Okay, with one shofar, two shofars, whatever, as we discussed earlier, three mahalchim we said in Rashi, complete breaks, or maybe not with pre-chadash, but that's what Mishnah's talking about. And then the braisa later is talking about a crack shofar, and that has its halachos, and like we just were talking about, it doesn't have to be glued together. But for the other Rishonim, that the Mishnah is talking about a crack shofar, and the braisa is talking about a crack shofar, the braisa doesn't talk about gluing together, is the braisa mashma like our Mishnah, is the braisa mashma differently? That's the Rush, the back page of Mamakomos. The Rush Simon Vav deals with this, as well as the Ran over there and the Ritva. And then with that, you can go to the Shulchan Aruch. We basically discussed the Aruch Lener. So I would say the Rush and the Ran and the Ritva, if you want, and then to go to the Shulchan Aruch, see Halacha L'maaseh, how we put it all together.
What was the Aruch Lener?
The Aruch Lener was saying that, he's explaining that the problem with Tosos, Rashi's problem with Tosos is the Devek. Shofar Shenizdak v'Divko, we don't need to be stuck back together for Tosos. The problem of Shem Shofar is always a problem.